Hunter Biden hires Bill Clinton's impeachment attorney to combat GOP House probes. By Wendell Hasebo on December 22, 2022. Hunter Biden hired former President Bill Clinton's impeachment attorney Abbey Lowell this week to combat the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Biden family business. Abbey Lowell, who engages with clients engulfed in political scandals, is one of the establishment's top attorneys. He has represented many high-profile clients, including Senator Robert Menendez, DNC, former Senator John Edwards, lobbyist Jack Abramoff, Bill Clinton, and Jared Kushner. Lowell is a Bronx native and a 1977 Columbia Law School graduate. In 1982, he ran for the Maryland House of Delegates on the Democrat ticket. Lowell will now join Hunter's legal defense with Kevin Morris, the lead attorney, Chris Clark, and Joshua A. Levy. Lowell will defend Hunter from the congressional probe, while Clark and Levy's work has focused on preventing Hunter from being charged by the DOJ for tax and gun violations. Hunter Biden has retained Abbey Lowell to help advise him and be part of his legal team to address the challenges he is facing, Morris told NBC News. Lowell is a well-known Washington-based attorney, has represented numerous public officials and high-profile people in DOJ investigations and trials as well as congressional investigations. Mr. Lowell will handle congressional investigations and general strategic advice. Biden family critics have questioned how Hunter can afford such a large and expensive legal defense team. Abbey Lowell ain't cheap. Wonder how Hunter is paying for this after blowing all of his money on drugs and pros. Must be the art gig, Chuck Ross, an investigative reporter at the Washington Free Beacon, tweeted. The House Oversight Committee's investigation, led by Representative James Comer, R.K. White, will probe the Biden family business for 9 violations, including wire fraud, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, tax evasion, and money laundering. I want to be clear, this is an investigation of Joe Biden, Comer announced in November. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality, from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. Meanwhile, disagreement exists among the Biden family defense team about how to combat investigations into the family business, Breitbart News reported. Kevin Morris, a Hollywood attorney who has been retained by Hunter Biden to craft legal and media strategy, reportedly believes the Biden family should take a more aggressive position against the GOP investigations by remaining in the public eye, along with suing conservative media networks and some Republicans for defamation concerning information discovered on the laptop from Hill. Others in the Biden orbit believe the family should take a far less aggressive approach, staying out of the public view and allowing the White House and congressional Democrats to combat the investigations through public relations. Morris has assembled a research team to compile opposition research against Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski and laptop repairman John Paul MacIsaac, both of whom are likely to cooperate with the GOP's probes into the Biden family business. According to The Washington Post's Matt Beiser and Michael Shearer, the team members include Chris Clark, a lawyer handling the Justice Department's investigation into Hunter's alleged gun and tax violations, and attorney Joshua A. Levy, who is heading up the Biden family's defense against the GOP's congressional investigation that seeks to reveal that Joe Biden is compromised by the family's business schemes. Disagreement reportedly exists between Morris and the White House about how the Biden family should combat the investigations into the family business. Morris, who gave Hunter $2 million to pay the IRS for delinquent taxes, wants Hunter to remain in the public eye by attending public events, such as the recent White House state dinner and public art exhibits. The Post reported those who agree with Morris's strategy also want Hunter to play a public role in Joe Biden's potential re-election campaign. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.